Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley's here. Catherine is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 7 years. She's been hanging out with us. She's the Harvard-trained psychotherapist, the co-author of several books, including Working for You Isn't Working for Me, and Working with You is Killing Me, among other books. And she's our good friend, Catherine Crowley. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's so good to be on.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Catherine, for you?
A dream that comes true over and over.
Over
yes.
And over. It's like, now wait, is that a dream or a nightmare? I'm not sure. Hey, Catherine, one of the things that I know what you want to talk about today is about mistakes. Uh-huh. And this is an area I'm just totally unfamiliar with. A mistake? What? I don't know anything about that. Which obviously I'm being facetious because I'm a small business owner, right?
Right. Well, actually, yes. It's interesting you say that because this topic, your wonderful producer contacted me and said she's interested in this topic, and I think it's a really important one.
I always do what she says. Rhea, by the way, is her name. I always do what Rhea says.
Rhea's got good instincts. But it's a really important one on two levels. One is, as a business owner, you certainly want employees who will admit their mistakes, who will own mistakes, right? Because if they don't, then it goes down the pike for a while, and eventually can turn into a huge problem. Small mistakes mm-hmm. can turn into huge problems. But the second piece of it is, it's important to create a culture where employees feel that they can admit mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be challenging because many...
And where they're not terrified of making one.
Right, because it's not punitive.
Right.
So part of what a business owner... And this can be very challenging because... You know, you strive for excellence, you want things to go right, you want your customer to be served properly, and so you may inadvertently convey the message that mistakes are not allowed here.
There's another thing going on these days,
yeah,
and it's associated with your first comment about not correcting a mistake immediately or you know, not taking the time to walk through what happened, and that is, and we've talked about it a little bit before on the show in the past, and that is the challenge that some folks have receiving corrections.
Yes,
and it's a real issue. I've seen it. I mean, it's been made manifest in front of me more than once over the last 10 years or so. And I'm talking about the millennials, the group, the generation that I love. I mean, I got a building full of them, and they're the best human beings we've ever raised, but yeah. They really have a hard time being corrected.
Yeah,
it's a generational thing, boys and girls. It just is, isn't it, Catherine?
Yeah, it is, and at the same time, it's something that we have to work with because those are, you know, that's the largest and continuing to grow sector of our employees.
Like I said, I'm hiring them like crazy. And I mean, we like them. We love them. We love their work ethic. They work hard. And as I said, they're the best people we've ever raised.
Yeah.
But my point though is I wonder if some managers are so afraid they don't want to, it's almost like reverse intimidation. You see my point?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
I don't say anything because I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah. Well, yes, and you, of course, as you know, you still have to do it. So, I mean, I think the key to any conversation where you are correcting or pointing out a mistake that someone made is to just basically stick to the facts, right? This is what I observed. This is what happened. how did it happen on your end? And even if you get a defensive response, you have to push through and teach that this culture is about owning our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that one of the best ways to show that, to demonstrate that, is to own your own.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I think that can be very hard for managers as well, right? That we, there's a, not just millennials, but the human nature, I believe, is that we want to deny when we've made an error.
There are plenty of small business owners who have double standards.
Yeah.
They hold their employees to a certain standard, but they do something that's blatant, that's right out there for everybody to see, and they just walk back in their office as if, you know, nothing to see here, move along.
That's right.
And that's not right. You can't do that. In fact, what I do, what I try to do, is I try to turn it into funny. I laugh at myself. If I make a mistake, I'll just laugh at myself.
Right.
And not to minimize what I've done, but to make it so that if you're trying your best and you make a mistake, you know, that's, it may not be a bad thing.
No, that's how we learn. I mean, mistakes are the basis of learning. And Kathy Elster, my business partner, often says that if you aren't making mistakes, you're probably not doing very much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
exactly
the other
right.
thing that's very interesting, is if you have a culture where mistakes are forbidden, then your employees are going to be very cautious in terms of their actions and likely not very creative and not
right.
very aggressive in terms of making business.
The only people who don't make mistakes are the people who don't do anything. Your partner was exactly right. One thing I'd like to stick in here, though, I really encourage millennials. I know how you feel. I mean, I see it in your face. Catherine, I'm not talking about yelling at them or anything like that. I'm just talking about pointing out a mistake that they make in calm language. You have to give your manager the feeling that they're getting through to you. You understand, and your manager wants to have a little bit of a conversation about this mistake.
Yeah, I think
there needs to be closure, right?
There does need to be closure, but also that, and this is a developmental thing, Jim, that in the early 20s, mistakes feel much bigger, by and large,
mm-hmm.
and much scarier.
Well, I think part of it is they're just not used to that kind of, somebody calling them up, you know, hauling them up short on it.
Uh-huh.
I think they're just not used to it. And folks, it's not going to get easier when you get out completely on your own. The world is not going to coddle you. 20 after, right back with Catherine Crowley. That's Catherine with a K. Crowley with a C. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.